Welcome back. Welcome back. We are getting into a fresh new episode of Confidently She. I just wanted to say thank you for taking the time today to include this in your personal growth journey, in your spiritual development, any way that you use these episodes and this podcast. I just wanted to thank you for taking the time because I know that a lot of us are busy. A lot of us mean to get around to doing these types of things. So just wanted to start off with a thank you and a congratulations for making the time to do something that invests in your future self. That's always a good thing. So this episode, I want to get into enjoying gifts that God gives us. I think that we spend a lot of time searching for them, trying to uncover them, trying to decipher what is a gift and what is a trial, and maybe this is a blessing in disguise. But how do we get out of our head a little bit and just enjoy the things God has put before us? I think that there's some finesse that's required in this. I think there's a little bit of mental work and then mental release that goes into just enjoying gifts from God. And there's really three different steps to this, and they are being aware of the gifts that He's given you, being appreciative of those gifts, and then third, being detached from the gifts, because as we know, these things can be taken away, they can shift, they can change, and more often than not, they do. So being detached and trusting that whatever is happening is for your good is really what we're after in this episode. So when I think about this, the best way to enjoy the gifts God already placed in your life is increasing your awareness of these gifts. We take a lot for granted. We forget that the things that we are enjoying right now subconsciously have not always been there. So if you really want to start enjoying more of your relationship with God, more of your daily life, become more aware of the gifts that He has already placed in front of you. So you have to have the mindset of being on the lookout for all the blessings God places in front of you every single day. From small things like getting the green walking light right as you approach an intersection, or the bigger things like the beautiful home that you live in, the car that you drive, great friendships that God lovingly arranges for you right when you need them. You know, those big pillars in your life can obviously be sources to be aware of, but also the little things. You know, I find that those little things like finding a great parking spot or the light turning green, like I said, right when you approach the intersection, it's like, oh yes, thank you. Big things and little things, but awareness of each of them is the biggest part of enjoying life, but especially enjoying gifts from God, because that's what they really are. When you have your perspective correct, you remember and appreciate that God is orchestrating all of these things for you, and you just get to walk into them. And isn't that lovely? So once you're aware, you can focus on fully appreciating them. I think that you can like something without actively appreciating it. You could have a houseplant that you don't actively like kill, right? You water it, you give it what it needs, but nothing more, right? That would be you are aware of this houseplant, but you're not really appreciating the houseplant. You're not pruning away the dead pieces or the struggling pieces. You're not researching different ways to provide extra nutrients to the soil to really make sure that houseplant thrives. You know, that's not appreciating it if you're just doing the bare minimum. But part of appreciating the gifts from God is to start saying in your mind or out loud, thank you for this gift. Thank you, Lord, for this gift. It's so convenient that I get to glide through the intersection without waiting. Thank you. Or how thoughtful and sweet of you, Lord, for arranging me to meet these ladies who have become close friends of mine. You know what I need and what I want, and I appreciate that. But you're never going to be able to do this unless you slow down, slow your mind, slow your schedule. And just slowing down itself is a practical way to become more aware of these things and to appreciate them more. We're so mindlessly going through our lives all the time, it seems, that we don't slow down enough to appreciate the things that we have asked for before. And I am guilty of this. That's why I chose this as a topic. I was like, you know what? I don't allow myself to fully enjoy some of these things that I have worked with God to bring about into my life. I'm living in London right now. I have a full-time job that I work remotely in the US that allowed me to live over here for several months. A few years ago, all I wanted was to be able to work remotely. That's all I wanted. I was like, I want to earn a good living. I want to work remotely, determine my own schedule. And now I do that. And that is lost on me so much. And so I want you to take a minute now and think to yourself, what are some things that I was like, you know what? All I want is this. And I bet you can identify a few things that you have that now. You definitely have that now. So remember that. Don't be in such a rush to get the next thing that you forget that you are currently living in and enjoying the thing you asked for before. Like, don't forget those things. Do not forget those things. The final part of enjoying these gifts, right? So there's three things. We talked about awareness. We talked about appreciating. Now, the final part of enjoying these gifts, this may sound counterintuitive, but you will enjoy things more when you remain detached from them, because you will remember that everything is temporary, even the good things, unfortunately, right? The good things are temporary too. So if you remember in the moment that, hey, you know what? This may not last forever. You can choose to then soak up every second of enjoyment out of that moment, because you don't know when it's going to end. You don't know. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just different directions that life takes you in and that God takes you in. And if you trust God with your life, you know that the new direction is always going to be for your benefit, not necessarily for your comfort, but for your benefit. Imagine, if you will, going out to a nice 5-course dinner and being absolutely crushed and upset when you finish the meal. Like, the last course comes, you eat it, and you just are like, wow, I'm depressed because it's over and I don't know when I'm ever going to experience that again. It would ruin the whole experience, wouldn't it? Being upset because something ended ruins and taints the experience that you had. But if you just hold on to things with open hands and allow them to begin and allow them to end, you're not tainting those experiences by being really upset when they're over. It's a way to preserve the enjoyment of the experience. You have to understand that just like a great meal, every gift in life is only here for a period of time. You must expect things to change, end, and pivot. Otherwise, your disappointment of the change will taint and discolor the enjoyment of the memory of that gift. Preserving the memories of good gifts help get you through times of trial and hardship. Again, think of holding things with open hands, everything, and it won't hurt when things leave. But also, you will be open to holding on to a lot more than if your hands are closed tightly around the thing that you don't want to have end. Because when you have your hands open, guess what you can do? You can stack things on top of that hand. An open hand holds more than a closed fist. Welcome to your weekly life hack. This is a segment where I share things that I started doing that make my life a lot easier, and I don't want to be selfish with them. So here's your weekly life hack. Whenever you have to set a password, whether it's your work computer or your email or any of your bank accounts that you regularly need to log into, what I do is I set a password that is uplifting, that is positive, that is encouraging. Sometimes you have to have these really long passwords and then you forget what they are. So I create a convention. So there's like one word, one number, and one special symbol. So the word is what changes. Maybe the word is kindness. And then there's always one number that I choose and then one symbol. So let's say the number is always 5 and the symbol is always an exclamation point. So kindness, 5 exclamation point. And then maybe you need to change your password again. So you change it to joyful, 5 exclamation point. And then you have to make it really long, like at least 10 characters. So then maybe it's a phrase that encourages you, like timing is everything, or everything happens for a reason. So that's just how I use everyday things to make my life a little more positive, to infuse positivity and encouragement into something as simple as a password. Set your passwords as something that's encouraging, something that's positive. You'll thank me later. And what does this have to do with our confidence as a woman? Well, learning to enjoy the simple things in life is the biggest secret to consistent happiness. And by simple, I mean food, shelter, transportation, safety, clothing, relationships, what have you. And women specifically are robbed of their enjoyment of their own bodies. They're robbed of their enjoyment of their meals. They're robbed of their enjoyment of what their actual desires are all the time because we live in a patriarchal culture still. And all the decisions and choices of women are put under a microscope, judged, shamed, and ruined, honestly. I mean, everyone, every woman has a memory of a vacation that was ruined because she felt self-conscious in what she was wearing or in what she looked like in the pictures. Or someone commented on what she ordered for dinner and then she lost her appetite because suddenly she was feeling shamed for eating pasta when maybe someone else ordered a salad. And it's just these stupid things that women allow themselves to be shamed by and to ruin the simple enjoyment of daily pleasures. Because we need to make it low calorie, we need to make it low fat, we need to make it fit into this little box of what patriarchy tells women will make them happy. And if your desires don't fit into that patriarchal box, then you get shamed for it, and you get questioned, and you get judged, and you get ridiculed. And I want to be a voice in your life to tell you, you get to do the things that you truly desire. You get to build the life that you truly desire, but also you get to enjoy the simple things. You get to enjoy every meal that you eat, at least some part of it. Because the way that we see women struggling and just living in constant tension with themselves is not how God designed women to thrive. This is a level of oppression of women within a patriarchal world. And you don't have to be at the place that you want to ultimately be in order to enjoy whatever gift and stage you have at this time, because God gives different gifts at different times. So enjoying your stage of life is a gift readily available for you to appreciate. We often look ahead or behind to the gifts we want or the gifts we miss, but the gifts in front of us are taken for granted, and I don't want you to continue living that way if you have been. Because the thing is, God is a father. God wants you to enjoy the gifts that he gave you. And by us not fully celebrating them and appreciating them, that actually robs God of the pleasure of seeing his child happy and joyful and enjoying the thing that he gave them. Have you ever given someone a gift and they're like afraid to use it? Like, think of the generation who kept the plastic coverings on their couches to make them last longer. Like, this is such a stupid thing to do, honestly. Like, you're never going to fully enjoy that couch because you're sitting on plastic, and that's not the way the couch was meant to be used or enjoyed. So congratulations for making it last 50 years, but you never actually used it once. And things are meant to be used. Like, for example, I knew someone who had a Jo Malone candle, like a big one, and these cost like $300, something like that. Like, they're big luxury candles. And he only burned it like once or twice, and he had it for years. He had it for years. And with just like with perfume, candles go bad. And this thing was like super discolored, like it used to be a white candle, but the top third of it was all discolored and yellowy looking. You couldn't even smell the fragrance anymore. And like, if you lit it now, I bet that it would just like kill you from the fumes because it looked disgusting. I don't even know what type of toxins would come out of there, but do you think the person who gave him that candle was happy about the fact that he didn't use it, but he kept it for so long? I don't. Because he didn't use it for its intended purpose. And why do we do this? Why do we hold on to these things that are like too good to use right now? Oh, it's too fancy for me to use that. Why do we do that? I have an idea why. I think it's because we're afraid that we won't ever have that again. We are afraid this is the only time I'm ever going to have this nice, luxury, expensive candle, so I better just keep it forever and never fully appreciate it or fully enjoy it because I am attached to it. You are attached to it. It's the same reason why people binge eat around the holidays, in my opinion. Because they think they might miss out on eating that food again because it's a special occasion food. Or I won't be shamed for eating this food this time of year, so I better eat as much as I possibly can. But imagine a world where you were never shamed either internally or externally for the choices you make with your food. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Wouldn't that be amazing? The thing is, you can have that again. You can live a life where eventually down the line you get another $300 candle from Jo Malone and you burn it, you enjoy it, and you let it go without being attached. That could definitely happen again. But if you don't trust that it's going to happen, you're going to remain attached. So we need to work on detaching. And that comes from trust. Trust will help you enjoy your gifts more freely. The trust that you will get good things from God again, and that enjoying them fully actually means you get more out of them rather than just trying to make them last longer. There are so many like takeaways from this concept that I could share more about, but I think that I'm going to leave it at that for now to just let it marinate a bit, let it sit like that. Just think about that. the trust that you will get good things from God again, and that enjoying them fully actually means you get more out of them rather than just trying to make them last longer. It's like we think we've got one shot. God's going to give us a gift, and that's the only one we're going to get. And if it gets taken away, well, sucks to be us. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. That's never how it works. And I don't understand where that concept comes from. It's kind of a scarcity mindset concept. I don't know what it is, but it's not true. And there's nowhere in scripture that even points to that being the case for someone. So just trust that, you know, whatever gifts God is giving you, they are here for you to enjoy for a period of time. The more you are aware of them, the more you appreciate them, and the more you detach from them, the more your life is going to feel like an abundant, joyful experience that you get to look forward to what thing is coming next. Oh, this gift is here and now it's gone. I wonder what's going to replace it. And it's this detached sense of wonder rather than this constant seeking and striving for more. Or, you know, this constant desire to protect and save and hoard the things that he gave us. And especially, like, when it comes to women, like the simple daily things, I want you to enjoy the hell out of your breakfast. I want you to enjoy the hell out of whatever you order for coffee. Let yourself enjoy these simple things, because women for centuries have been robbed of the simple pleasures because people criticize them, they shame them, they put fear behind every decision that women make. Oh, if you don't eat a certain way, then you're going to gain weight and nobody's going to love you. Like, that's just not what anyone is going to hear in 2024 or the rest of time. We are done with that. And this has been my stance since 2017, but I will continue to say it. I will continue to say it because it's important. All right. So final thoughts before we end. Thank you again for making the time. If you liked what you heard, I would love to hear about it. You can comment directly on the Substack if you're a subscriber there, or if you haven't left a rating and review on iTunes, go ahead and do that. It would mean the world to me, but also it might help this podcast reach someone else who really needs it. So your support helps support someone down the line. And that's what I love about the internet these days. So thanks so much for listening. I'm Rebecca Biggie, and I will see you next time.